is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen. During the next 2 hours, we're going to focus on health topics that relate to each and every one of us, whether it's personally, family, or friends. And that's what we'll be doing during the next 2 hours. For example, we're going to be talking about a new law that a rule that's being introduced by California Senator Dianne Feinstein regarding cosmetics and skincare items. We'll be finding out about that during hour two. We'll also speak with Cheryl Arneson. She is a marriage and family counselor. She's been in practice for over 20 years. And we'll be talking about keeping relationships fun and happy, even if you've been together for 20, 30, or even 70 years. We'll find out about that during hour two. We're going to go to the coffer at the other end of the line right now. His name is Mark Burton. Mark has been on the show before. See, if you gave up e-cigs, Mark, like you did tobacco cigarettes, maybe you wouldn't cough so much. What do you think?
I think that I have a cold.
Oh, all right. Got it. Mark knows that I am somewhat of a smarty pants. We're going to be talking today about e-cigs again and see if there's any new information, new material, if you will, new research to show that e-cigarettes are indeed healthier or safer than tobacco cigarettes. I was in Las Vegas last week at a convention, and I found it very interesting. There were signs all over Vegas, in every hotel that I went to, every convention site I went to, it said, the sign said, no smoking allowed. And then in parentheses, except in the casino.
If you spend money on our gambling, you may do whatever you want to do.
Oh, is that what that is? I get it. Listen, I dropped $45 in 2.5 days. I'm the last of the big gamblers.
You know what? Sadly, I think I have you beat. The last 4 times I've gone up, I have gambled absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, when I enter the county that Las Vegas is in, and I just forgot it, I should watch CSI more often.
Clark County.
That's it, Clark County. I literally think that they have an escort waiting to turn me around and send me back into California for wasting their time.
Well, actually, they have escorts available for you at any time, according to the signage, as they go up and down the strip. But that's another story. Let me give some of Mark's background, if I may. He's been an attorney for a number of years. He is a spokesperson for the e-cigarette industry and a proponent of that. In most cities throughout the country, as far as I know, e-cigs are not allowed in public places anymore. Am I correct?
Depends on which jurisdiction you're talking about. And then, of course, there's splits within that as to what public usage is allowed, what public usage isn't allowed. So it really depends on what jurisdiction you're in. But yes, we've certainly seen an increase in usage prohibitions throughout the country.
And at the same time, we've seen an increase in the usage of e-cigs.
We've seen a massive increase in the usage. And I'm going to note, by the way, that while I act as a spokesperson, I'm a partner in an investment bank and consulting firm. And so I happen to run the vapor practice there along with being a vapor myself. So I get to see the not only the consumer side of it, but really what I think is more interesting these days is the industry side of it.
So the industry itself is encouraging people, obviously, to use e-cigs. I mean, much the same way as a wine company is saying, you know, have a glass of wine every day with dinner.
Well, not exactly. The e-cig industry is encouraging smokers to switch to electronic cigarettes. We're really not aimed at any other demographic.
But with the fastest growing segment of smokers being 18 to, say, 24, 26?
Of tobacco smokers?
Tobacco smokers, and I would assume e-cigarette smokers.
that depends on what location you're in. Again, it's very funny. If you look at the vapor industry, let's rephrase that. If you look at vapor demographics, it's very much driven by geography. So if we're in the Midwest, the Southeast, even the Northeast, we're really seeing the largest growth in the exact target market, which is, let's say, 35 to 70-year-old smokers. If, however, we're looking at Southern California, which is the exception, there we are seeing a much younger population, I'd say 21 and above, maybe 18 and above. And there's a reason for that. These are early adoption areas. Southern California is an early adoption to really any kind of technology. And what people need to realize is that the electronic cigarette is really, we use that term only for nicotine, no nicotine, but this is a vaporizer and this is a technology. It's a technology that you can put any number of different substances in depending upon how that particular vaporizer is built.
Is there any information since our last conversation that e-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, these vaporizers, are less harmful than traditional cigarettes?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, after a study in the UK, Public Health England, which is their health agency, the government's health agency, came out and said that electronic cigarettes are between 95 and 98% safer than regular cigarettes, and they are encouraging their use.
Encouraging their use for smokers,
tobacco
smokers.
Yes. If you're out there and you are not a smoker, do us all a favor. Find another hobby.
Got it. Buy a boat.
Buy a boat. Spend your money on something really cool and healthy. You know, get into track. Do something. However, if you're a smoker and you haven't found the right thing for you to get off of cigarettes, then I'm going to say, listen, look at the electronic cigarette as a switch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you that electronic cigarettes are completely healthy, because unless it's, you know, pure air, which, by the way, we don't get in Los Angeles,
right.
Unless it's pure air, it's not, period. However, the question is it healthier according to studies? I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not telling you this. I'm pointing to studies that say it is.
And who did the studies?
In this case, it was a university in the UK, and this is missing in my head.
That's all right.
The UK universities did it.
Gotcha.
Backed by Public Health England.
Our guest is Mark Burton. He's an attorney and a spokesperson for the electronic cigarette vaping industry. He also represents people in that industry as well as consumers. Don't you represent consumers?
No.
As well? You don't.
No, I do not. Well, you know, I don't represent consumers. I really speak for the industry. So, you know, the usage bans, I have more mixed feelings than you might find from a consumer advocate. Consumer advocates say no use bans at all. And my attitude is a little bit different towards that. I say, look, I understand that there are certain areas where you wouldn't necessarily want someone to vape, and I can't disagree with that. However, there are areas where you do want folks to be able to vape.
Like
in their own homes, for example.
Yes, absolutely. I have no problem. If somebody wants to vape in their own homes or in a vape club, a vape cafe, I have no problem with that, because over the door it says, we're vaping. Enter
right.
At your own risk. I mean, I don't know if it's a contract or not, but if it says, you know, Mark and Mark and Daryl's vape club, and somebody walks in, they have to understand that people are vaping in there.
That's right. And reality is, these vape stores, and I love the idea of a vape club, these vape stores have and enforce vigorously no underage clientele. Period. As a matter of fact, SAFATA, the Smoke-Free Alternatives Trade Association, for whom I am one of the two Southern California presidents, the trade organization, We don't represent consumers. We represent the industry. But Sofata National has a great program called Age to Vape. You don't have to be a member. All you have to do if you are a retailer is you go ahead, you go online, you register, and we will send you things that say don't come in here unless you're 18 or 19 or 21 or 20, depending upon what state you're in.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And what about the southern states? Is vaping popular there? That's where tobacco is grown.
You know what? It depends on the state. And it really depends on the jurisdiction. You know, we call it winning. We've won in Houston, and we've lost in Austin. Why? Well, Houston tends to be a little bit more on the individual rights approach, and Austin is much more like, say, San Francisco.
Gotcha.
Which is a very quote-unquote progressive liberal town that, for whatever reason, and keep in mind, by the way, politically, I happen to be a moderate independent who despises both parties.
Oh, well, we can agree on something there. Our guest is Mark Burton. We're going to take some time out. We'll come back and discuss more about e-cigarettes with Mark. I wanted to say hi to Tony and Michelle. I meant to do that at the top of the hour from Phoenix, Arizona. They listen on KFNX, and thank you very much for doing that. All right, Late Night Health continues. Be sure to join us at latenighthealth.com, latenighthealth.com, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/latenighthealth. Don't go away. More coming up as Late Night Health continues.
Have you ever needed a flashlight and reached into a drawer to find your flashlight is dead and then go to put in new batteries only to find the insides are all corroded? Now Hybrid Light has created a solar-powered flashlight that requires no batteries and also charges your cell phone. Hybrid lights are durable, waterproof, and hold a charge in the dark for up to 7 years, and perfect for any emergency or everyday use. Now you can get your own Hybrid Light today for only $34.95, and if you mention health, you'll receive a Hybrid Light headlamp absolutely free. That's our durable Hybrid Light with a free headlamp for only $34.95, a value of $60, only $34.95. Call us today at 800-297-8109. That's 800-297-8109 to get this special Hybrid Light offer today. 800-297-8109, 800-297-8109. In the promo code box, type in HELP. 800-297-8109.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-790-7570. That's 1-800-790-7570. Again, 1-800-790-7570. Call now.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of the legal services performed by other lawyers. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Attention users of the prescription medication Xarelto. If you or a loved one took the prescription medication Xarelto and experienced excessive bleeding or a serious blood loss event requiring hospitalization, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a blood thinner which is widely prescribed to those who suffer from atrial fibrillation, or AFib, or who had knee or hip replacement surgery. Xarelto was intended to help reduce the risk of stroke and blood clots. However, dangerous side effects have been discovered. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and experienced excessive bleeding or a serious blood loss event which required hospitalization, call 800-450-7719 for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, so call 800-450-7719. Again, 800-450-7719. Call now. That's 800-450-7719.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call 800-708-5063 now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Did you know that you should be shopping for new rates every year? Because as your driving record improves, you will continue to qualify for more discounts. We Speak Insurance is your one source for matching you with the best auto insurance. And you can still take advantage of all available discounts, saving you hundreds over your current plan. Even if you don't have the best driving record, We Speak Insurance, so you'll get the coverage you need by calling now. 800-708-5063. 800-708-5063. That's 800-708-5063. 800-708-5063.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? Maybe a lien has been filed against you. The Tax Firm of America can help you with all your IRS tax problems. Our staff negotiates settlements, reduces penalties, and even removes garnishments and bank levies, often within 48 hours. Don't wait another second. Take action now. Call 1-800-453-0755. If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call 1-800-453-0755. 1-800-453-0755. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers. Call 1-800-453-0755. 1-800-453-0755. 1-800-453-0755. Call the Tax Firm of America now.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-6030. That's 1-800-616-6030.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. We are talking about electronic cigarettes. I was in Las Vegas, and there are places that not only are selling them, they have vape areas in some of the casinos and hotels that I was in, dropping my $3 and $4 at each casino just to be sure that everybody got their fair share. And I thought it would be a good time to check in with Mark Burton, who is the co-president of one of the industry organizations for the, I guess, promoting the industry itself. Is that right, Mark?
Well, we do a lot of things. We certainly promote the industry. We work on best practices for the businesses, and we're very active in legislative and regulatory activism, and frankly, we hire lobbyists. Like everybody else, by the way. I didn't
absolutely
know the Girl Scouts have a lobbyist. Who knew?
And who knew that they actually make gluten-free Girl Scout cookies? I saw them. I couldn't believe it. When somebody is smoking near me, I don't like it. And because I'm not really sure of what's in your vape cigarette, I don't like that. I mean, you could have, cherry flavored stuff in there. It smells really nice, but I'm not sure. You know, is that natural cherry? Is it artificial cherry? Is it genetically modified cherry? And what are the effects of inhaling that in secondhand vapor? I mean, we know that there's secondhand smoke. So shouldn't we restrict where people can vape?
So let me approach this a little differently. Let's go back to what's in the what are the chemicals that are in the vapor? All right. First off, smoke and vapor, very, very different. Smoke, when someone exhales smoke, it tends to, or it can last up to 20 minutes in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Vapor lasts in the air between 6 and 11 seconds.
Because it's water and it either...
Yeah, that's a completely different chemical composition.
Okay.
I'm going to say moisture. It's liquid. I don't know if I'm going to say water. It is certainly partially water in that about 80% of the exhale is the same exhale that we all have every single moment. So when you exhale right now, you're exhaling moisture, right?
Exactly.
You're exhaling some water.
But I also exhale with a tutti frutti or cherry flavor. I'm a little bit strange.
You know, I'm going to let Daryl respond to that.
No, thank you.
So when it comes to the chemicals that are in the electronic cigarette liquid, there are as many as four and often as few as two. And so here's what's in them. The first one that's almost always there is vegetable glycerin, which is a very commonly used substance. We know it's healthy. Well, when I say know it's healthy, we know it's FDA approved for many uses.
Not now, that the FDA ever makes mistakes.
We can get on that any day. Anytime you want, I will agree with you 1,000,000,000%.
Got it.
What's the number I heard? 50% of all FDA approved drugs
are off the market in a few years because they kill people.
It is off the market. They're recalled. Or we can watch on late night TV and see some law firm tell us how they're going to sue on our behalf because we took aspirin 38 years ago.
Got it. That's exactly correct.
There's propylene glycol. This isn't used quite as often. It depends. I personally like it. It's a better flavor carrier. But propylene glycol, now, you know when you walk in the hospital and you get that really funny smell?
Mm-hmm.
You're breathing in propylene glycol because it's an antiviral, antibacterial.
It smells like alcohol.
A little bit, yeah. It doesn't taste like that, by the way, unless you don't have flavoring in it.
Got it.
The third thing you have, flavoring. And the flavoring comes from food flavoring companies. So,
what are they? Are those natural flavors? Are they?
They can be. They can be artificial. They can be natural. And then, of course, there's nicotine in some. Like now, I personally rarely vape nicotine any longer.
Yay, Mark.
Well, yay, but nicotine has been demonized. And I'm not going to sit there and tell you that nicotine is the best thing in the world for you. Nicotine comes from the same plant family as caffeine. Nicotine is addictive, about as addictive as a very strong caffeine. What makes it super addictive in cigarettes are the chemicals they put into it. And let's be really clear. What's the difference? Why are cigarettes so much more dangerous to human health? Well, because there's two points to it. One are the chemicals they put into a cigarette, and the second thing is the combustion process itself that creates the tar, creates the smoke. You don't have that in the vapor product. There's no combustion.
But the health benefits, are there any?
Well, as an industry participant, I'm not allowed to answer that.
Okay.
So the answer is we don't make any health claims. The answer is we don't help make any health claims. However, there are numerous studies, as I mentioned earlier. There's the study out of the UK that says it's 95 to 98% healthier than smoking. So are we going to tell you that this is the best thing for you ever? Of course not. Are we going to say, according to studies by scientists, it appears as though smoking is healthier than, pardon me, that vaping is healthier than smoking.
Got it. Hey, Mark, thank you for
the cold medicine.
Yes, exactly. My dad used to rub Vicks VapoRub on my chest, so you can vape Vicks. That was Daryl's joke, and I think it's a good one. Hey,
you know, and the funny thing is, I've got a lovely menthol strawberry over here that after the show I will be vaping to soothe my throat.
Gotcha.
No,
well, feel better.
Feel
better. I'm going to give you a call later on today. Okay? All right. Late Night Health continues in just a couple of moments. Dudley Danoff will be joining us again, the author of The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. Don't go away. More coming up.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. That's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-789-7213 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-789-7213 to take your call now. Call 800-789-7213. That's 800-789-7213. Again, 800-789-7213.
Late Night Health continues. We are in the middle of October, but beginning in November, it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And our guest is somebody who's been with us before a couple of times, Dr. Dudley Danoff. He's got a wicked sense of humor, and we enjoy talking to him. He is also the author of The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. Dr. Danoff, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Pleasure to be here, Mark. Thank you for inviting me again.
Man walks into the office of his doctor. Doctor says, you're off the charts with your PSA level. You need to be checked. And guy comes in, gets checked. And the doctor says, I'm sorry to tell you, you have prostate cancer. In today, in the 21st century, should I be scared?
Well, you know, if somebody were cross-examining me in a court of law, I would say it depends. So
afterwards, afterwards, you might have to wear those.
Absolutely. The reality is just the mere diagnosis of prostate cancer should not scare anyone. The idea is that we must stage the cancer to find out what the stage, the grade. Is the cancer confined to the prostate? Is it an aggressive cancer? Is the cancer beyond the confines of the prostate? Is it locally invasive? Does it involve the lymph nodes? Does it involve the bones? And all of those factors come into whether you should be concerned or worried or not. But the short answer, Mark, is if it is organ-confined disease, and if we can make the diagnosis of prostate cancer early enough, it is virtually curable, and there is nothing to worry about.
What is the percentage of men over 40 who contract prostate cancer?
It's about, this year alone, it will be, in the United States alone, about 240,000 new cases, about one in six men.
Wow.
And if you're an African-American, you are more likely to get prostate cancer. If you have a blood relative, male, brother, uncle, you are 30% more likely to get prostate cancer. So prostate cancer is not an uncommon disease. And the key to cure is early diagnosis.
And what about preventing it? What can I do to prevent it? There's an old saying, doctor, you know, use it or lose it.
Well, unfortunately, I will give you a prescription for your wife to say, let Mark use it or lose it. But
got it.
But the reality is, just between the boys,
yes,
there's really no way to actually prevent prostate cancer. I mean, a lot of people think a high protein diet, low fat, low carbohydrate, the so-called prostate cancer diet, has some preventative effect. The evidence is dubious about that. Look, good general health, physical fitness, weight control, those things are just good for general health. But I can't point to one thing that can prevent prostate cancer. There's no pill that you can take that will do that.
And diet, exercise can help.
Like, you know, as my grandmother said about chicken soup at Wooden Height, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure it would prevent prostate cancer. I don't think you actually can do that.
If you rub it on the prostate, never mind. We won't go there. The tests are easy. They're blood tests.
Yes. The testing or the screening by the urologist is a blood test, primarily the PSA, prostate-specific antigen. It is a digital rectal exam that's an examination of the prostate directly with a gloved finger, and a prostate ultrasound, which is a sonar device that we use to image the prostate. And between those three things, we can virtually make the diagnosis of prostate cancer 100% of the time.
When I had a prostate exam, the digital exam, a few years ago, the doctor said to me, the urologist said to me, that you have a smooth prostate.
Yeah. So what he means, so for your listeners, the prostate is sort of like a plum, little baby plum. And so what you want to do in an exam of the prostate, you want to feel that plum to be nice and soft. You want to feel it symmetrical so that the right half or the left half isn't bigger than the opposite half. You want to make sure that it is not irregular, that it doesn't have any lumps or bumps. You want it to be small and soft, so I often tell my patients that's the one part of the male anatomy, your prostate, that should be small and soft as opposed to anything else.
Right. Good point.
So that's what your urologist was referring to by a small or soft. That's a good thing. And it's very analogous, you know, to examining a woman's breast. You don't want it to be lumpy or bumpy or feel any nodules.
And with the prostate, are most prostate cancers slow, or are there, you mentioned aggressive cancers as well. Are there some of each?
There are some of each. The majority of prostate cancers are slow growing. And if caught at an early stage or organ confined disease, they are virtually curable. There are some very rare forms of prostate cancer that are rapidly growing, and they're most deadly when they occur in a younger man. So some of the more aggressive tumors, which occur in, say, an 80-year-old or a 90-year-old, have less of an impact on life expectancy than the same cancer occurring in a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old.
And generally speaking, are the treatments different? An 80-year-old who's maybe in very good health,
right,
but has prostate cancer, would you do remove the prostate?
It depends. So what we want to do is we want to look at the actuarial life statistic of a man in the 80. Does he have any comorbidities? I mean, does he have diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease? So when the urologist is looking for the treatment modality that will best fit his patient, he has to really look at the whole patient. He has to look at the biopsy. He has to look at the patient's age, as they say, medical conditions, comorbidities. And then we put this into a computer called our brain, and we come up with a formula. But it is more likely that the older the patient is, and quote, the sicker he is with other things, he would be in what we call the active surveillance group. In other words, we would monitor him very closely to make sure that his prostate cancer is not progressive, and we would be less likely to do aggressive treatment, which in this case would be, you know, a robotic prostatectomy, which we should talk more about. It's
right.
Just a fabulous new innovative way of surgically treating prostate cancer.
And it's would that be day surgery with the robotics?
Say that again, Mark.
Would that be day surgery with the robotics?
So the trend today is to do these as day surgery. We do them now in an outpatient surgery center, many of them. I'm based at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Most of our patients who undergo a robotic prostatectomy, sometimes called a da Vinci prostatectomy, spend one day in the hospital. So since we do this without really making an incision, a patient goes home with a catheter perfectly comfortable on the first postoperative day, and then we take the catheter out on the fourth or the fifth postoperative day. But the patient can drive home in his car. He could go out that evening to a restaurant. I wouldn't advise him to ride his bicycle to Santa Monica, but that's a,
got it. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A different issue, right?
Lots of things come into mind. We've talked about the Da Vinci devices various kinds of surgeries.
Right.
Shoulder surgery, knee surgery, it's being used. It's being used
right.
for all kinds of things. And you could be at the controls here in Los Angeles doing a surgery in Boston.
Well, theoretically you can, but the Da Vinci team really is two people. So you have a surgeon at the console who's operating the Da Vinci arms. You then have another surgeon at the table side using laparoscopic instruments. So you can't do one without the other.
Right.
So the surgeon at the at the table side needs to be with the patient. But it is true, theoretically, the surgeon at the controls can be in a remote location. And, the whole Da Vinci idea was developed by the military for, battlefield treatment where no surgeon was available. So you could have the surgeon sitting at the controls, and you can have a corpsman or a nurse, at the operating room table on the battlefield. I mean, that was the original concept of the robotic.
And it's a fabulous device, and has multiple uses.
Oh, I think fabulous is probably the understatement of the 21st century. I mean, it's totally revolutionary. I mean, I'm ambidextrous, which means I can use both hands in surgery with equal facility.
Wow.
But I can only rotate or pronate my arm twisted 180 degrees. With the robot, I'm capable of twisting it 360 degrees, upside down, backward, inside out. When I'm sitting at the console, I'm looking at a three-dimensional image, which is magnified 15 times over the naked eye. So it's much, much more precise than real surgery. I mean, every surgeon, no matter how skilled, we have what we call an intention tremor, this just ever so slight little tremor.
Sure.
Maybe after two cups of coffee or a long day, in surgery. Well, that intentional tremor is absolutely obliterated with the Da Vinci device. So everything is more precise. Everything is much more mobile. You don't have to make any incisions. You don't have to cut any muscles. The blood loss is negligible. I mean, I'm doing this kind of surgery for nearly 40 years. I mean, operating on prostates for prostate cancer. And in all my years, many, many innovations as urology has advanced, but nothing even close to the advancement since the innovation of the Da Vinci robot. Nothing at all. Not even close.
Wow. I mean, the technology today, I mean, who knows, you'd be able to do surgery on an iPhone in the next few years.
Yeah, the doctors were just schmoozing at lunch about the innovation and the Internet. And I was saying, who could have imagined 20 years ago that you could sit with something the size of a book on an airplane and say, I could watch 3,000 movies. I could watch a clip from a Laurel and Hardy movie from 30 years ago. And we were saying, what can you imagine is going to be in the next 20 years?
I can't wait. I can't wait. Dr. Dudley Danoff is our guest, the author of The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. We're talking about prostate cancer because November is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we wanted everybody to get a head start and a jump on that. We're going to be taking time in just a moment, so I wanted to talk about the fact that my understanding is that most men's prostate grows and gets in the way and causes all kinds of non-cancerous problems in terms of urination and getting up several times a night. And I'd like to talk about that as Late Night Health continues. Our guest is the author of The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health, Dr. Dudley Danoff. By the way, during hour two, we're going to be talking about skincare. And we'll be talking about a national bill to kind of make everything safe for skincare products. I'm Mark Allen. Join us at LateNightHealth.com, LateNightHealth.com, and like us at Facebook.com/LateNightHealth. Don't go away. More coming up here on Late Night Health.
Have you ever needed a flashlight and reached into a drawer to find your flashlight is dead, and then go to put in new batteries only to find the insides are all corroded? Now Hybrid Light has created a solar-powered flashlight that requires no batteries and also charges your cell phone. Hybrid lights are durable, waterproof, and hold a charge in the dark for up to 7 years, and perfect for any emergency or everyday use. Now you can get your own Hybrid Light today for only $34.95, and if you mention health, you'll receive a Hybrid Light headlamp absolutely free. That's our durable Hybrid Light with a free headlamp for only $34.95, a value of $60, only $34.95. Call us today at 800-297-8109. That's 800-297-8109 to get this special Hybrid Light offer today. 800-297-8109, 800-297-8109. In the promo code box, type in HELP. 800-297-8109.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-479-6090. That's 1-800-479-6090. Call 1-800-479-6090.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break. And at the worst possible time, call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-790-7570. That's 1-800-790-7570. Again, 1-800-790-7570. Call now.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 1-800-814-1092. That's 1-800-814-1092. Call now, 1-800-814-1092. For a free brochure, call 1-800-814-1092. 1-800-814-1092.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15
$3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-789-7213 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-789-7213 to take your call now. Call 800-789-7213. That's 800-789-7213. Again, 800-789-7213.
Health continues. Our guest is Dr. Danoff. He is a urologist in practice near Cedars-Sinai in Beverly Hills. Isn't that Beverly Hills or Westwood, California?
Cedars-Sinai is in West Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
It's near the Beverly Center, so it's kind of, as they say, Beverly Hills adjacent.
Aha. The rent's a little bit cheaper over there,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, well, it's not cheaper. It's your side. I can assure you of that.
I've seen your building. I've been there.
Yeah.
Doctor, let's talk about, in our remaining couple of minutes, first of all, do all men's prostates get larger and block urination?
Yes. It's a normal process of aging for a man's prostate to enlarge, just as your skin wrinkles and you can't jump as high and run as fast. And so the analogy which best can be understood by your audience is if you think of the urinary bladder as a balloon, which is upside down, just above the pubic bone, the prostate is like a donut or a collar around the neck of the balloon. And as a man gets older, the hole in the donut gets smaller and the donut gets bigger. And so it's much harder to urinate. So a thin and narrow urinary stream, incomplete bladder emptying, urgency, and that sort of thing. And the reason the prostate gets larger is the prostate is the organ that's responsible for seminal fluid. That's the fluid that delivers the sperm. And as a man gets older, the prostate becomes less efficient in that function. And in order to compensate for its loss of efficiency, it grows in size, compensatory hypertrophy. And by growing in size, it obstructs the flow of urine.
Well, somebody goofed.
the story is a gentleman comes into his urologist. He says, the doctor says to him, tell me what's wrong with you? And the patient says to the doctor, he says, you know, doc, I pee the way you talk.
Very funny. That's
cute,
very good.
Cute joke.
It is a cute joke.
But true. So to address that, so we have really, really, really good medicine to both increase the hole in the donut, the size of the hole in the donut, and also to decrease the overall size of the prostate.
Can you shrink the prostate?
You can shrink the prostate and make the hole bigger and make a bladder emptying more efficient. So we used to do an operation which was called the TURP, a transurethral resection of the prostate, or a roto-rooter. It used to be the single most common operation in urology, and now we rarely ever do it because the drugs are so effective.
What about side effects? Because we talk about that a lot.
Yeah, there are some side effects. Sometimes men will get retrograde or backward ejaculation. So it means that when they ejaculate, less fluid will come out. So I often say, and it's a lot neater as a man gets older, less messy. But definitely there's no place in the porno industry if you're taking those drugs because...
Hey, if you're over 30, there's no place for you in the porno industry anyway. We only have a couple minutes left.
Yes.
If a man has his prostate removed, can he still have sex?
Absolutely. With the robotic technique, we use what we call a nerve-sparing technique and a potency-sparing technique. So we're very meticulous in our ability to preserve the nerves that are responsible for erection. So if you're good enough... going into the operation, you're going to be about the same coming out. If you need some help when you go into the operation with Viagra or Levitra Cialis, you're going to need the same help going out. So potency or the inability to get an erection firm enough for penetration is not a factor in a properly done nerve-sparing da Vinci robotic prostatectomy.
Interesting. And what is your take on 30 and 40-year-old men who don't need Viagra or Cialis?
Well, we got them. we call them the weekend warriors.
Yes.
Very bad. Very bad. If you take any of these drugs to enhance your performance, you can easily end up with priapism. And you hear that advertisement, you know, if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, call your doctor.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people say it's a joke. You know, if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, I'd call everybody I know. But that's the joke part of it. But
it hurts.
It's a very serious matter, and that's called priapism. And if your erection is prolonged more than 4 hours, you can actually destroy the interstices of the penis or the spongy material that holds the blood in.
Oh, boy.
You can be impaired.
Yeah. Listen, everybody. Listen to Dr. Danoff, the author of The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. We'll have him back on very soon, I promise, and we'll talk more about this issue. It's an important issue. Get yourself checked, boys and men. Or boys to men. Anyway, I'm Mark Allen. Late Night Health continues. If you do not get hour two, join us at latenighthealth.com. Latenighthealth.com. Hour two coming up. Don't go away. More happening here on Late Night Health.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of the legal services performed by other lawyers. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Attention users of the prescription medication Xarelto. If you or a loved one took the prescription medication Xarelto and experienced excessive bleeding or a serious blood loss event requiring hospitalization, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a blood thinner which is widely prescribed to those who suffer from atrial fibrillation, or AFib, or who had knee or hip replacement surgery. Xarelto was intended to help reduce the risk of stroke and blood clots. However, dangerous side effects have been discovered. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and experienced excessive bleeding or a serious blood loss event which required hospitalization, call 800-450-7719 for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, so call 800-450-7719. Again, 800-450-7719. Call now. That's 800-450-7719.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call 800-708-5063 now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Did you know that you should be shopping for new rates every year? Because as your driving record improves, you will continue to qualify for more discounts. We Speak Insurance is your one source for matching you with the best auto insurance. And you can still take advantage of all available discounts, saving you hundreds over your current plan. Even if you don't have the best driving record, We Speak Insurance. So you'll get the coverage you need by calling now. 800-708-5063. 800-708-5063. That's 800-708-5063. 800-708-5063.
The preceding show was furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
OMG, love this selfie. Bet everyone else will too. Smiley face, hashtag awesome.
I don't think that's what Al Gore had in mind when he invented the internet.
Al Gore invented the internet?
Oh, probably. I could look it up, but I've been too busy checking out the new KABC.com.
The new KABC.com?
Yeah, that's right. The new KABC.com. Totally retooled to be more content rich and easier to use. You can listen to and download your favorite KABC shows right on the podcast page. Check out video and pics they talk about on the air. Get breaking news, and you gotta see the brand new Daily Dose of Duck.